Good morning. I'm Brittany Birdie.
And I'm Cassandra Rising.
I'm Taylor Brandenburg.
I'm Kelly Klein.
I'm Katrina Even.
And I'm Rebecca Erdman. Welcome to a special edition of the Bear Facts, where we're saluting the class of 2010 here at Bishop Garrigan High School.
Garrigan's 51st graduating class has taken our last notes, and this weekend we're finishing our last assignments. We'll be cramming for our last test because final exams are next Monday and Tuesday. After that, we'll have our baccalaureate Wednesday night, and graduation is next Sunday, May 16th at 3 p.m.
The seniors chose the bright pink rose as their class flower. Class colors are turquoise and silver, and the graduation motto for the class of 2010 is, "Behind us are memories, beside us are friends, before us are memories that'll never end." The class of 2010 has a lot of accomplishments to their credit. Members of the class helped lead the Golden Bears to state championships in golf and dance, the first trip to the state basketball in 17 years, appearances at state football and track, and playoff success in baseball, softball, and volleyball.
It's definitely not just sports where the seniors excel, though. Two members of the class of 2010 will be making their third straight trip to the National Academic Championships this summer, and seniors have also done well in math competition and in the Envirothon. Members of the class helped marching band earn ones, and they earned ones themselves in group and individual speech. Seniors have also excelled in art, and one member was even part of a statewide firefighters competition.
The class of 2010 will also be remembered for the many service projects they've been a part of. 15 seniors are active members of the Christian Leadership and Action Group, which has sponsored numerous food drives and fundraisers. One special activity many of this year's graduates took part in was the Parish Families Against Hunger Project, where they helped pack thousands of meals for needy families in Haiti and Africa. The most recent service project that one of our seniors organized was just this past week when we collected old cell phones for recycling.
Last week, the seniors wrapped up one more accomplishment. We held our intramural basketball championship, and Mike Morgan's team came from behind to win the overall championship for the second straight year. In addition to Mike, seniors David Redding, Austin Wolf, Nick Furch, Joe Goetzer, Devin Tyndall, DJ Belletti, and Elijah Gilhouse all contributed to the win, as did junior Jacob Bear. Congratulations to the intramural champs.
Also last week, the 2010 All-Intramural team was announced, while sophomore Mitch Ram garnered enough votes to claim the title of captain. The first team had four members of the winning team, Joe Goetzer, David Redding, Mike Morgan, and Jacob Bear. Rounding out the first team was Lucas Eichen.
Second team All-Intramural honors went to Drew McGill, Zach Zittrich, Nick Furch, Tyler Lawlier, and Charlie Tilgis. Philip Dietrich, John Richter, Sean Baskey, Jordan Springer, and Ashley Bodie were All-Intramural honorable mentions. And for the third straight year, Brett Capacious was the All-Intramural referee. Congratulations to all these honorees.
Not all the news revolves around the seniors. The Quiz Bowl team continued their tradition of dominating the online 20 questions competition. In April, they were again tied for first place in the nationwide competition. Garrigan shared first place with schools from Connecticut, New Jersey, Texas, Oklahoma, and Washington. Congratulations to junior Jake Rosenmeyer, the main person responsible for the success in 20 questions.
Also last week, the Quiz Bowl team announced their awards for 2010. There are 9 Quiz Bowl letter winners this year, based on both number of competitions and success. Senior Brittany Birdie was named the most valuable player on the Quiz Bowl team, while Rebecca Erdman won the Coach's Appreciation Award, and junior Jake Rosenmeyer was named team captain. Also lettering were juniors Michael Fockler, Alex Hamilton, Michael Hellman, and Anna Kolash, and freshman Matthew Fockler. Congratulations, Quiz Bowl.
Our senior spotlight this week shines in Elijah Gilhouse. Here to tell you about him is Cassie Rising.
Elijah Gilhouse is one of the biggest fans for almost any Golden Bear activity. He really gets into cheering on his friends. The biggest activity for Elijah himself is intramural basketball, where he has scored 6 points this season. He'll be studying business at Hawkeye next fall, and we wish him all the best in the future.
Thanks, Cassie. On our Golden Bear calendar this week, there's boys golf at Hampton this morning, and the softball team is holding a camp. Then tomorrow is Mother's Day.
Monday, the seniors have graduation practice in the morning and take semester tests in the afternoon. That night, Garrigan will be hosting the North Central Conference girls track meet. The boys track will be in Humble, and the conference golf meets will be in Humble and Fort Dodge.
Tuesday, the seniors have their morning exams, and that day will also be electing student council presidents for next year. Wednesday, we'll elect class presidents, and the advanced biology and ecology classes will go on a canoe trip. Baccalaureate for the class of 2010 will be Wednesday night at 7 p.m.
Thursday, Craig Kohlhaas leaves for the Great Plains Regional Math Competition in Kansas City. Then Friday, there's district and regional track and boys golf sectionals.
That's the last Bear Facts for those of us in the class of 2010. Next week, some younger kids will be here, so be sure to tune in to hear them bringing you more news from Bishop Garrigan High School.
Goodbye, everybody!